الفاتحة. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، حبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم ومبغضيهم وغاصب حقوقهم من أول يوم ظلمهم إلى لقاء يوم الدين. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله، وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك. عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار، ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين ورحمة الله وبركاته. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: فلما أتاها نودي يا موسى إني أنا ربك فاخلع عليك إنك بالوادي المقدس طوى. صلوات على محمد وعلى آله. As we discussed last night, that Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wassalam is a true guide appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come and guide humanity at large. He is an Imam for the entire human race. And he is an Imam not on this earth only, but even in the heavens. We note that the appointed walis and the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have gone through difficult examinations and tests in this world. There is no doubt about it. Any prophet if you take, or any imam if you take, they were sent for a purpose of guiding. And all of them went through difficult, stern tests given to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, they stood steadfast in the guidance of mankind. They didn't falter anywhere. In present day Azerbaijan, there was a king by the name of Tarkuv. And the Quran has referred to these people as Ashabur Ras. وَثَمُودًا وَعَادًا وَأَصْحَابُ الرَّسِّ. الفرقان number 38. There was a prophet by the name of Hanzala from the children of Shu'aib. And Hanzala had only one thing in his mind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him to go and tell these people not to worship anything but Allah. They used to worship trees. There was a river by the name of Ras or Aras. Thus they get the name Ashabur Ras in the Quran. When they were tired of Janabi Hanzala, the Prophet, they caught hold of him and they skinned him alive from the head bottom. From the head bottom, they skinned the Prophet alive for one crime, to say, La ilaha illallah. Nothing else. Worship nothing but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only after skinning him, they left him. No, they threw him in the well, covered it with soil, with sand, and with water, and buried the well. This was the treatment of the prophets and the imams. If you see, why are we gathered here? We are gathered here to cry and weep on the musibah that fell on Hussein ibn Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. Nothing else. And it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power that He has appointed these leaders, these divine leaders whom we should follow. Allah says, and before the ayah, we also note that all the prophets went through difficulties. We'll see Janabi Ayyub, the story of Ayyub if you go, the story of Janabi Ibrahim, Musa himself, the Prophet himself, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Went through extreme difficulties in life. Extreme difficulties just to guide mankind, nothing else. To guide mankind. Towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, Imam Hussein is the warithul anbiya. He is the inheritor of the prophets. All the problems the prophet got, put it in one scale and put Hussein's problem in one scale. And you will see that Imam Hussein is the pride of the Anbiya. He is the pride of the Prophets and the pride of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Ya Hussein, inna Allah sha'a an yaraka qatila. O Hussein, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has willed to see you a martyr. For His sake, nothing else. The story continues. When Janabe Musa reached the tree, he saw fire lit there. A beautiful fire which he had never seen in his life before. A fire which doesn't burn. Look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation. He creates fire in the middle of the bush, and the bush is green. Refer to Majma'ul Bayan or Tafsirul Mizan, and you will find the story of this event. From there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to Janabi Musa. Ya Musa, fanada, wanudiya ya Musa, he was called, O Musa, inni ana rabbuk. I am your Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am your Lord. Fakhla'na alayk, innaka bil wadi al muqaddasi tuwa. Remove your two sleepers, for you are in the valley, the holy valley of tuwa. What we call Kohetur. The Mufassirin say in many tafasir that Janabe Musa was wearing slippers made of hide which was not slaughtered according to Islamic ethics. Thus Allah said to him, remove these slippers before coming into this holy place. Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi had a different interpretation. Ta'wil, there is in Quran, there is tafsir and there is ta'wil. Tafsir, commentary which anybody can do, and there is ta'wil, interpretation of the verses of the Holy Quran, which is not easy to do, which the divine leaders only can do. He said, the Imam says, in the tafsir, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Musa to remove the slippers, two slippers. O Musa, remove the fear of your family and the fear of this world. You have come to your Lord, Musa. Remove this fear. This fear of this world, the fear of your family, the fear of this dark night, cold, stormy night, remove it, Musa. You are with your Lord. And the other fear, O Musa, remove the fear of Fir'aun from your heart. Innahu tagha. He has rebelled against Allah, O Musa. These fears and problems of this world that we have today, in terms of the call of Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, is just like a pair of slippers when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing else. Problems come and go, but Allah will remain. لا تقل لله عندي مشاكل. Don't say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I have problems. قل للمشاكل عندي الله. Say to your problems, I have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These fears of this world is nothing. Fear none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فخلع عليك إنك بالوادي المقدس طوى. وأنا أخترتك. And we'll discuss about this verse for a few minutes. وَأَنَا اخْتَرْتُكَ يَا مُوسَى. And O Musa, remember, I have chosen you. I, your Lord, have chosen you. Nobody else. Musa, you've come to get fire for a family. I am here. I want to talk to you now. أَنَا اخْتَرْتُكَ. Remember, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this earth, and when He created Janabi Adam, He said to the angels, didn't He? إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةٌ. I am creating a khalifa on this earth. Khalifa. فَإِذَا سَوَّيْتُهُ وَنَفَقْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِي فَقَعُوا لَهُ سَاجِدِينَ. When after I have created him, I have blown him with the divine soul, fall to him into prostration. This is the command of Allah. No, nothing else. Command of Allah. All of them, فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسِ. All of them fell into prostration except Iblis. Why? Aba wastakbar. He refused and he was mutakabbir. Ya Rab, you have created him from soil. You have created me from fire. You expect fire to fall down and prostrate to soil. This is not possible for me. Now the question is this. What didn't Iblis believe and accept? As far as Allah was concerned, he accepted Allah. In fact, he was the closest angel to Allah. He accepted the ilahiyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He accepted the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What he did not accept was the khilafat of Janabi Adam. Simple. And what was done by with him? He was told to get out of the nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just go. For I shall see you on the day of judgment. So Shaitan knows that this is Allah. He knows there is no way to go back now. No way. You know, in one of the stories I was reading, in the Gospel of Barnabas, Janabi Isa was speaking to Allah, through an angel. And one of the person said to him, you say Allah is so merciful, so merciful. So, why can't he forgive Shaitan for a mistake that he did? Let's say if Shaitan today had to say Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa Atubu ilayhi 100 times, or he had to do Amal of the month of Ramadan 3 times, in fact 30 days whole and whole, he does the Amal of the Quran and he does Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa Atubu ilayhi and he does all the things that he's supposed to do, that a mustaghfir is supposed to do, then why will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not forgive him? Isa said, I'll ask your question to God. He asked Allah, Ya Allah, this man is asking this question, what should I tell him? Say, okay. Allah said, tell him, I will forgive him. The condition is he should come to me and ask for forgiveness. You know what Shaitan replied? Shaitan said, okay, let us turn the tables. What if I say, tell Allah to come and seek forgiveness from me? Shaitan, jahl, murakkab, compound ignorance. Knowing, being near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of his takabbur and kibr, he left Allah. أَنَا اخْتَرْتُكَ. He didn't accept the wilayat and the khilafat of Janabi Adam. That is it. When it comes to the selection of the Imams and the Prophets, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has zero tolerance policy. Zero tolerance. We find that on the day of Ghadir, when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, when he declared the wilayat of Amirul Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib by saying, Man kuntu mawlahu fahada aliyun mawlah. All of them agreed to this appointment. All of them. Bakhin bakhin laka ya Amirul Mu'mineen. Asbahta mawlai wa mawla al-Muslimin. People said that, didn't they? غدير خم. A verse was revealed. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. Story خلاص. Finish. Imam Ali is the appointed vicegerent of the Holy Prophet appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After a few days, a person by the name of Nu'man bin Harith al-Fihri comes to the Holy Prophet. Says to the Holy Prophet, Ya Rasulullah, you said to us, La ilaha illallah, we said La ilaha illallah. You said to us, Muhammad Rasulullah, we said Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You said to believe in all the things that we believe. We did, we fasted, we prayed, we went to Hajj, we paid zakat, and some of them people paid in millions. See? Zakat and khums, even if you have to take it out in millions, it's not yours in the first place. So you don't have to fear. It's Allah's. It is furu', it is a part of religion. It's not yours. You give conditions, this is where you have to spend it, and this is where you have to give it. It's up to you. But these are the furu'. Remember one thing. If the usul-e-deen of my usul-e-deen is not in order, my furu' will not be in order. If I don't understand tawheed, if I don't understand nubuwa, if I don't understand imama, if I don't understand the adl and the qiyamah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how will I understand my furu'e-deen? I will then ask all questions that you can ask. Why is salat this? Why is fast this? Why do you have to do 7 tawafs of hajj and not 14 and 15 and whatnot? Why? We have to get our usul in order before getting into furu'. That is why when we have converts coming to us and saying that we want to accept Islam, we don't scare them by saying, okay, 5 o'clock in the morning you'll have to wake up. And if it is the first of Ramadan, and in summer months in the United Kingdom, when you open your fast at 9:30, he will say, I'd rather do taslim after Ramadan. So you don't scare him. You tell him, first and foremost, believe that Allah is one. Tawheed. أَنَا اخْتَرْتُكَ يَا مُوسَى. I have chosen you, O Musa. Janabe Amir al-Mu'mineen, when he was selected and appointed, this man comes to the Holy Prophet, says to Ya Rasulullah, you have told me to do all these things I have done. The appointment of Ali ibn Abi Talib, is it because he is your son-in-law that you have appointed him over us? Is it because that? The Holy Prophet says, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِ بِيَدِهِ. I swear by the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this appointment is not done by me but by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing else. He says, oh yeah? Now he does a prayer, this Nu'man, in front of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He does a prayer. He says, Ya Allah, if what Muhammad says is true, أَمْطِرْ عَلَيْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ حِجَارَةً. Send a punishment on us. Rain stones on us. And he left. The moment he left the doorstep of the Holy Prophet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a bird with a stone in his beak, threw it right on his head, came out from his back, and he was finished there and there. Jibreel descended from heaven. Sa'ala sa'ilun bi'adabin waqa. This man has asked for punishment. لِلْكَافِرِينَ لَيْسَ لَهُ دَافِعٌ. There is no repellent for the kafirin. If they believe in the appointment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will be on the straight path. Nothing else. And we see a similar situation in Karbala. When we find Hussein ibn Ali saying to the people, oh people, I am the only son of Ali ibn Abi Talib and Fatima al-Zahra salamullahi alayhim. I have been chosen to give this, to be given this imara. Is there anybody else who is the son of the daughter of the Prophet here amongst us? They prayed, they fasted, they did read the Quran, they were half of the Quran, so many of them. So what did they not accept? They did not accept the khilafat, the appointment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who was none other but Hussein ibn Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. They didn't accept it. People today call others Amirul Mu'mineen. A'udhu Billah. On what grounds? No names. On what grounds do you call such people Amirul Mu'mineen? There is a hadith, a riwayah, which is reported by three imams, including the Holy Prophet, four masooms. A report, and I'll read text word by word to you. A report started with Abi Hamza Thumali from Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salatu wassalam. From Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salatu wassalam. From Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wassalam. From the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. From Jibreel, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This chain of narration is a strong chain of narration. There is no doubt about this. This riwayah is a sahih riwayah. Qala Abu Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salatu wassalam. Dakhaltu ana wa akhi ala jaddi Rasulillah. I and my brother al-Hasan al-Mujtaba salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhim. Entered to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and we sat there. أجلسني على فخذه وأجلس أخي على فخذه الأخرى. He made me sit on one of his lap and he made my brother Hassan sit on the other lap. They were small kids then, children. He made them sit on each lap, the Holy Prophet. ثم قبلنا. Then he kissed us. وقال بأبي أنتما من إمامين صالحين سبطين. My father be ransom on you. The Prophet's father be ransom on these two children. You are Imams, both of you. Noble people. And you are my grandchildren. And then he looked at Hussein ibn Ali. He looked at him and said, وَاخْتَارَكُ وَاخْتَارَ مِنْ صُلْبِكَ يَا حُسَيْنِ تِسْعَةَ أَئِمَّةَ. And O Hussein, he has chosen from your progeny 9 leaders, divine leaders. تَاسِعُهُمْ قَائِمُهُمْ عَجَّلَ اللَّهُ فَرَجَهُ الشَّيْءِ. The 9th of them is the Qa'im Ali Muhammad salawatullahi wa salam. وَكُلُّكُمْ فِي الْفَضْلِ وَالْمَنْزِلَةِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى سَوَاءَ. And all of you, O my sons, all of you, in nobility and in manzila and in status are equal in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who appointed these prophets? Who appointed this imam? Who appointed the Holy Prophet? Who appointed Ali? Who appointed Hassan? Who appointed Hussein? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As-salam al-muhaymin al-mutakabbir al-jabbar. Allah. He is the one who has appointed these divine leaders, not people. And on the day of judgment, we find this imam appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, Al-Hussein yaqul, Inna ahlu bayt al-nubuwa. We are the ahlu bayt al-nubuwa. Wa mawdi' al-risala. And we are the place where the risalat and the wahi and the risala of Allah has come down to. Bina fatah Allah wa bina yakhtim. Through him, through us, Allah has opened this world. You know, opening ceremony. This opening ceremony of this world, by it was done because of them. And you do this in Hadith Kisa every day. And with them, this world will end. And then he says, ويزيد رجل شارب الخمور. And this man, Yazid, is a person who drinks wine openly. Open. راكب الفجور. He sins openly. قاتل النفس المحترمة. He kills people, innocent people. ومثلي لا يبايع مثله. A person like me shall never give in to a person like him. Khammar, fasaq, this man. They call him Amirul Mu'mineen. On what grounds? choose leaders. When Allah chooses his leaders, he knows where he puts his risala. It is not man-made choice. When Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam was chosen, it was not through the decree of the Holy Prophet, it was through the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the choice of Hussein and Hassan and all of the Imams were by the choice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Nani, we come forward to the ayah, Janabi Musa. Anakhtartuk, I have chosen you, O Musa. The selection of the prophets and the divine leaders is my job. Khalas, you don't have to fear Fir'aun. Who is Fir'aun? Go. And then he says, and these two verses, and there is the last verse which is going to be the one verse that is going to base all my lectures of the coming nights. Insha'Allah ta'ala. Recite aloud salawat. Innani ana Allah. La ilaha illa ana. Fa'budni. Innani. This is ta'keed upon ta'keed. Surely, verily, I, O Musa, am your Allah. There is no God but me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fa'budni. Worship me. In these three verses, the whole usul is explained. First, he said, Ana akhtartuk. The nubuwat is there. Ana, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tawheed is there. Nubuwat and imamat is there, because ikhtiyar is there, choice is there. And then there is qiyamat. Inshallah, the verse will come tomorrow. You see, three things. Tawheed, nubuwat, and qiyamat. Imamat includes into nubuwat, and adalat gets into tawheed. Five. And then he says, وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي. Establish prayer for my remembrance, Musa. Before going to the second verse, let's discuss the first verse. Tawheed. Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wassalam, gave his life away to save one thing, Tawheed of Allah. Tawheed. When we our concept of Tawheed is one. Say one. Allah is one. But then there is need to study further into Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person comes to Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. He says to him, Ya Ibn Rasulullah, you claim to say Allah is the creator, Allah is the creator. Fine, good. I have brought this box in which there was mud and there were worms inside. He says to the Imam, he says, I have created this one. So call me a Khaliq too. Call me a creator too. Imam says, fine. You claim to be the creator of this one? Fine. No problem. Accept it. Oh, people, come and listen to this. He is the creator of this one. However, can you please tell me which is a male and which is a female amongst them? Why is this going to the north? Why is this going to the south? The man looked at Imam and says, yeah, I don't have the answer to that. Imam said, well, my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is He, one Allah, who knows the gender of everything He creates. He knows why you go to the north and why you go to the south. In fact, He is the one who makes you go that way. Without Him, there is no life in this world. Without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, me and you are nothing. Nothing. Another person comes to the Imam and says, Ya Ibn Rasulullah, you know, the qawm of Janabi Musa, these questions that they ask, why you do azadari, why you cry on Hussein, why you do this, why you wear black clothes. The qawm of Musa asked him the same questions, by the way. You don't have to fear that. They asked Musa, you claim Allah is there, where is He? Can we see Him? Open eyes. Can we see Him? Tell Him to send us this thing, then we'll believe in Allah. Tell Him to do this, then we'll believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Questions upon questions upon questions. Why? Because they had compound ignorance, nothing else. You see, Jahl Murakkab, if you describe it, if you do the ta'rif of this, it is a person who doesn't know. This guy is a person who doesn't know, and he doesn't know that he doesn't know. That's the biggest danger a man can face. An ignorant person, he doesn't know. And then he doesn't know that he doesn't know. What can you do with him? Quran says, وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. When such people come to you and say,
Why did you do 7 tawafs? You had to do 15. You say, okay, next time I'll do 15. You can't argue with these guys. You can't. A person comes to him and says, Yabna Rasulullah, show me God. I want to see Allah. Imam says, fine, come. Come out. Heat of Makkah. Heat of Makkah. Look at the sun. The person looks at the sun. Immediately he removes his head from there. What happened? He says, I can't see the sun. It's going to destroy my eyes. I can't see it. Imam said, if you cannot see the created, how can you see the creator? If you have not seen, if you are not able to see the created thing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how can you see the one who has created this sun? Tawheed of Allah is, we need to learn Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam gave his life to save Tawheed. I will inshallah explain the second ayah from tomorrow onwards, inshallah ta'ala. But the time is going now. Imam Hussein gave his life away for one thing, for one purpose. Tawheed of Allah. The worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh people, understand the value of your divine leaders. Understand the value of this Shaheed Karbala. Who this man is? Why was he killed? What did he stand for? He tells me and you not to put our head down against tyranny. When it comes tyranny, when you see tyranny, anywhere it may be, even if it is in the houses, stand up for it. And this is from Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. This man, when he left Medina, you heard this yesterday. He went to the graves of his father, to the graves of his grandfather, to the grave of his mother. He bade farewell, he went and he left Medina. On the way, when he got the report that Muslim ibn Aqil was killed, he called his daughter. A small daughter, 4 or 5 years old, some riwayah says. He called his daughter, set her on his lap and said, oh my child, from today call me your father. Call me your father from today. The child looked at Imam Hussein and says, oh my master, you are putting your hand on my head as if I have become an orphan. Imam says, indeed, your father is no more. Call me your father. Call Ali Akbar your brother. Maybe Sakina must be looking from there and looking and seeing who would be there for Sakina on the day of Ashura when Hussein is no more. The kafila goes on. They reach this place where the horse refuses to move ahead. Imam Hussein looks at the Hazrat Abbas, he looks at him and says, Abbas, what is this place? He says, some call it Taf, some call it Nainawa. Any other name, Hussein asked? They say, yes, some call it Karbala. Imam looked at Abbas and said, put my tents here. Purchase this place and put the tents here. Tell all the ladies to come down. This is where our blood is going to be spilled. As he got down, he started wandering in the desert of Karbala. One of the Sahabis was following him. He found Hussein sitting in one place, crying, standing up, going a little further, sitting, crying. The Sahabi asked him, Ya Mawla, what is this action of yours? What are you doing? He says, you don't understand. This is the place where Ali Akbar is going to fall. This is the place where Abbas's arm is going to be falling. This is the place where Ali Azhar will be shot. He went a little further. He sat down and he started weeping. The person asked him, Mawla, why have you sat down here? He says, this is the place where I will be slaughtered.
Ala la'natullahi alayhi ala al-qawm al-zalimeen. Wa say'alamu al-lazina zalamu ala muhammadin qalabin al-qalibun. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raja'oon. محمد وآل محمد صلوات
Brothers, please move forward. There's a lot of people waiting outside to come in. Please. Jitna ho sake aa gaye, please. For Muhammad wa ale Muhammad salawat.
بر محمد وآل محمد صلوات. شبیر لیے جاتے ہیں بے شیر کو رن شبیر لیے جاتے ہیں بے شیر کو رن میں اللہ بچانا انہیں دشمن کی جفا سے ایک پل میں وہ اسور کا گھلا چھید کے نکلا ایک پل میں وہ اسور کا گلا چھید کے نکلا وہ تیر جو نکلا کسی ظالم کی کمان سے بچا کفن گور کا محتاج پڑا ہے چادر بھی نہیں سر پہ کفن دوں میں کہاں سے کس دل سے نکالی شہ دلگیر نے برچھی کس دل سے نکالی شہ دلگیر نے برچھی لپتا تھا کلیجا علی اکبر کا سینہ سے شبیر چلے کہتے ہوئے ہائر قسمت وہ تیر پرا مشک سکینہ پہ کما سے کربل کی زمین نام کیا تو نے جہاں میں سجدے کے لیے جھکتے ہیں ہے شوق تو شان سے برباد ہوا باغ نبی دور خزاں سے افسوس سفر سید بے کس کا جہاں سے پر محمد و آل محمد صلوات.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.